Jeff Hutchison is driving you home. Yeah, yeah. ABC Radio Perth.
This story rather captured our sense of nostalgia. Some builders were digging in the backyard of a house on Q Street in Cloverdale yesterday when they uncovered a treasure of sorts, a time capsule. Now, we're going to speak to Erin. It was her partner who dug up this time capsule in Cloverdale yesterday. Erin, hello to you.
Hello.
Doing a bit of renovating work, a bit of home improving, are we?
Not me, but him. He works on a construction site, so he was actually demolishing a house.
Uh-huh.
And found it with the excavator.
I found it with the excavator. What did he find, Erin?
So he explained it to me as he found it in like a little tin container that was all the belongings were wrapped in a plastic bag inside the tin container. So some things did have quite a few bits of water damage, but inside was a TV guide, a bit of a dirty magazine. There was a very faded photo with a message on the back, an earring and a 1 cent coin.
And a 1 cent coin. Now, when was it dated?
It was dated October 1993.
Okay. Now, initially, when I thought 1993, it was like, oh, who cares? That's only 5 minutes ago. But it's actually not 5 minutes ago. It's some 27 years ago. And it got us thinking about a time capsule that we might plant today. And I'm asking our listeners, what would you put in a time capsule today that reflects you and the state of the world? So, Erin, we had an earring, a 1 cent piece, a TV guide, a bit of soft porn. Would we describe it as a bit of soft porn?
Yeah, I could say that. Yep.
And what can you tell me? Was there what was written on the back? Was there a message from the Davidson family?
Yeah. So it had the date on top, and then it said, "If you are finding this time capsule, you will know that it belongs to the Davidson family." And then it just listed the family members, which I presumed at the time was a mum, dad and three children, which actually, confirms that it was.
Ah, nice. Now, I guess when they planted that, they had an expectation that it wouldn't be dug up in 27 years, that it would be 100 years by an alien life form who might bring them back to life or something like that. Have you by any chance been able to get in touch with them?
We did, yeah. So I put the post on Facebook, which just absolutely exploded beyond my imagination. literally within an hour, the mum was found.
Does she want the time capsule back? Would she like it buried again, or would she just like someone to be held accountable for the soft pornography?
Well, she said that she did not know that there was a one of those magazines in there, so I think her hubby will have some explaining to do. But, yeah, so she said that she would like to get in contact to reunite. She said that they sold the house not long ago and actually tried to find it themselves and couldn't, so they just presumed that's that. So, yeah, she was quite thrilled to have it found.
Erin, thank you very much for the lovely little story. So Erin's partner was doing some construction work in Cloverdale and dug up a time capsule from 27 years ago with an odd collection of things in.